This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Legal services.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and coronavirus-free radio show on the earth. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks and Todd Cunin and our lovely, handsome, and adorable producer that sits behind the glass, Cal Hunter, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. But he is coronavirus-free.
That's
so
right.
That's all that matters.
But
right
we
now.
Still keep him behind the glass.
That's exactly right.
With a kind of Lysol in my face.
Yes, and he's got the gloves on. And welcome, welcome. This is where you want to be on coronavirus week, because we as lawyers and as intelligent individuals and old people, that's me and Cal, that have been through this type of things in our lives, we're here to take care of you. You just need to follow us and understand what to do. It just makes it simple. The social distancing thing is a very important thing. We've got to understand. Yeah, would you scoot down a little bit? Social distancing is important. Yeah, we need to learn from the young people about social distancing. Because my son, the one that's single, has been social distancing for years from girls. And I've told him, look, here's the deal, buddy. You know, he doesn't have to learn social distancing. Look, he's been, those girls have been all around. He's social distancing from them. That's his problem. Stop the social distancing.
Look, if you want help in social distancing, all you have to do is post a picture of yourself with a cat on Instagram, Tinder, whatever. You will be social distanced. Trust me. I know of which I speak. So,
you know what's interesting, too? Let me tell you. We're in California. We're all over the United States. This is a nationally syndicated show. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Yes.
We talk about the states all over the United States. We talked about federal government. We talked about the law. Today's going to be a little bit different. I'm just dying. Denise is literally, this is not exaggerated. She scooted, but she's not even 6 feet. She's 8 feet away from me. Probably 10 feet away from me. By the way, I'm doing fine. So I've got a little stuffy nose. In California, what season is it right now? It is allergy season, because it's all, everything's out. The looks I get when I walk in with a, they're like, what the? And they got their gloves on, and they're looking at me, and I feel like, you know what? My wife told me I can't do this. I want to so badly do it. It is the most inappropriate thing, but I'm an inappropriate person, is I want to walk into one of those places. I'm going to take a spritz bottle with water. I'm going to spray it all over my forehead. I'm going to have my puffer with me. I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to go, is it a little hot in here?
Yeah, you
and, then, I'm going to take my puffer. I'm going to use my puffer. I'm going to go, just a little warm.
That is just mean, but very funny.
I want to do that and have someone video me, and I want to see what people do. I really want to do that, but that's so inappropriate. I just don't think that people will like that.
Well, there are almost 1,800 cases in the United States of corona. Is that right? I think 18,000.
No, that's 18. Corona beer.
Yeah, and they're all 18. In my garage. So, we're talking about the virus.
Beer, not the beer.
Sorry. Oh, we're talking about the virus. Well, you know, you got to stock up on the essentials, right? So,
he didn't have toilet paper, but he got beers. He got Corona beers. But, you know, this is the most interesting. I love the spring breakers, you know. I can't wait to see the Burning Man open up early, and they're going to head on up there with the dusty RVs. But I'm telling you, this is what I'm seeing. Let me tell you what I see.
What do you see?
You know what? How many trucks I've seen pulling quads, motorcycles, campers,
golf carts.
Party time! I'm going to head out and go camping and go quadding and go have a good time. And the only positive thing about this, let me tell you about a positive. Ready for the positive? I always like to see the silver lining. The positive thing is I work 24/7. I am. You guys know me. I do not stop working. It's a mental problem. I'm up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. is a sleep in. I was forced to go home, and it was a beautiful sunny day yesterday. I spent all day out in the yard, out on my family. My son-in-law's got a new house, and we live near each other. And I pulled weeds. I dug ditches. We had to find a pipe because they're putting solar in. I dug for the pipe. I fixed their water fountain. I cleaned things. I was out and about, not doing work. I was doing good stuff.
Hold on. I just, all right. I got to piece something together here. Folks, I know that this is a law show, but let me tell you what is the best demonstration of love in a marriage. It's something Fred just said. My son-in-law just got a new house and lives close to me. Folks, that is love in a marriage when your son-in-law loves your daughter so much that they will get a house right next to yours or in the same neighborhood.
Voluntarily, yes.
That is love in a marriage.
And not just a normal father-in-law, a type A psychobabble, crazy father-in-law.
Who never sleeps, wants to work
exactly
all
right.
the time.
Who knocks on the door and says, it's only midnight, let's go mow the lawn.
He does that. He's like, Dad, I noticed you're up at 4 a.m. emailing. Yep. Luckily, I didn't text you. If it was up to me, I'd be texting. What are you doing?
Your daughter is the luckiest person alive to find a guy that loves her that much.
Yeah. I have to tell you, it's actually kind of cool. The first time ever, we're so close. I mean, I live on property. We do have acreage. And literally, the first time ever, the kids, I was with my grandkids, and I said, Grandpa, we want to go see Grandma. I lifted them over the fence, and they ran down the path to Grandma's house. That's awesome. Heaven.
Yeah.
That's heaven. I finally reached what I want. Now, my son-in-law might not be pretty hell for him, but that's okay. My daughter loves me, so. But for him, you're right, and you know him.
I do.
And by the way, my son-in-law is a lawyer.
Yes.
And Denise, you know
yes.
him too.
I was here the day that he announced he had passed the bar.
That's exactly
and
right.
And we hear his children frequently on the show.
Yes,
on the show.
This is her
lot.
That's my granddaughter.
I like that show.
And the other one, where's my grandson? I think he's on there somewhere. I don't know. He's one of them.
They are. They're both on there.
So we're talking about anecdotal stuff. We're going to talk about a lot of fun. We're going to talk about the coronavirus directives and laws, and whether or not they're being enforced, and how you can or cannot avoid doing what's right. Call us at 855 Law Radio. Again, 855 Law Radio. We can talk anything about that. That's going to take up a whole hour. We're going to talk about something really, really interesting, and that's martial law. And what's going to happen if this thing goes catastrophic? And we're going to talk about martial law, which is very interesting. It talks about it in the Constitution. It has been implemented in the past. We're going to talk about when it's been implemented and what has happened. You're going to get a little history lesson. We're going to talk about Michael Avenatti briefly, Weinstein and Company, bankruptcy. We're going to talk about, Denise really is going to lay out practical and legal issues for employers and employees during this coronavirus thing and what you should or shouldn't do. Denise has got that covered. And we're also going to do a case or no case. We're not going to get into it right now, but we're going to do our case or no case. Remember, we're talking about general areas of law. Seek local counsel. We're not dispersing legal advice. You need to seek local counsel about even coronavirus issues. But that's, you always have to remember that. We always say that.
Seek medical advice, too, for coronavirus issues.
Actually, you know, I had a neurologist appointment, not to get my, 6 months ago, right? And they kept going, are you going to come in? This was this past Monday. I said, yeah, I feel fine. They said, all right. Literally, this is a health care. Had the orthopedic doctors, had the neurologists, had the OBGYNs. It'd probably hold 150 people, but it was elective to come in. Two people, me and one other guy, were in this whole, I'm not talking just in the neurology department, in all departments combined. Mm. The doctor spent like 45 minutes with me. They're like, you want to talk about anything else? So stick with us. We're going to have a great, very interesting, Todd's like, Todd's just there putting their glove on and asked me to bend
over. Well, you know, Fred.
Get out of here. Let's go. We'll be back.
We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk right here. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
This is Frederick Penny,
Todd Keenan,
and Denise Dirks with a personal invitation to you who have a business that could benefit from a little national exposure.
Radio Law Talk is heard in more than 35 markets across the United States, and Radio Law Talk provides that opportunity.
Some of you have listened to the show and thought, my business should be advertising there right now. We agree.
So email info@radiolawtalk.com.
And we'll get right back with you.
Let us help your business grow in multiple markets. Email info@radiolawtalk.com now.
I'm going to quit.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Boys are weird. Oh, come on.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Hey, we're back to our second segment of Radio Law Talk. Thanks for joining us on Coronavirus Week. What do you want?
Have we not done case or no case?
We haven't. Give me a second.
Did I rain on your parade?
Yeah.
Did I steal your thunder?
You pull a Denise. Denise sometimes does that to you, don't you, Denise?
I try hard.
Denise does it. Today we're going to talk about a lot of fun things, but look, everybody's here for one reason only. They want to hear case or no case.
Well, bad news about case or
what?
No case. Well, coronavirus, it's on hiatus. No, I'm
no,
kidding.
It's not.
Now it's time to play.
It is.
Coronavirus.
However, it does have a medical twist to it, so take your notes carefully.
All right.
The years between 1944 and 1955 were years when various Nobel Prizes for medical research were awarded for developments relating to magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI. But it was not until 1973 that Raymond Damadian established the machine's medical merit when he first used magnetic resonance to discern healthy tissue from that tissue that was cancerous. This began a revolution in medical imaging that allowed doctors to see far more clearly inside the human body than ever before without cutting it open to have a look-see. The world of medical science was rocked by this issue, and yet in 2003, the Nobel Prize for Medicine went to Peter Lauterbur and Peter Mansfield for their seminal discoveries in MRI. Raymond Damadian said, "Hold the phone, not so fast." He said, "I am the worthy Nobel Prize candidate. The award should be coming to me." And so I ask you, Mr. Kunin, case or no case?
There we go.
All right.
Okay.
So I will say that this is a true scenario, but I don't think that you can sue the Nobel Prize committee because they nominated someone other than you or awarded someone the prize other than you. I mean, I don't believe that that's a cause of action that can be brought.
What about the people who stole your technology and filed claims that as their own? Could you sue them?
Well, if you had copyrighted it or trademarked it or
patent.
What's the patent? That's the word I'm looking for. I know I'm supposed to, but you know, there's a lot of things I'm supposed to do that I don't. If that had happened, well, sure, but as I understood the way you set it up, he said, no, I should have been, and he was making his complaint to the Nobel.
I didn't say whom he might have gone after, but he did seek counsel.
So I'm going to stick with my answer that it's a true story, but it did not result in a lawsuit because you can't sue for the Nobel Prize.
Okay, although there's a lot of money involved. Denise Dirks, what say you, case or no case?
What was the name of the guy who's going to seek a counsel?
The first guy was Raymond Damadian.
Raymond.
D-A-M-A-D-I-A-N. And the two other guys, ironically, their first names were Peter. Peter Lauterbur and Peter Mansfield. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I have.
I remember this.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember this. So now the question becomes, was it patented? Was it a medical patent? Did he have any rights to it? Because the two Peters clearly... Todd?
I just coughed.
Corona. Oh, my.
Why were you coughing?
I even turned my head. But go ahead.
Jeez Louise. Thank goodness for that.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't bend over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Take it right
what
down
are we
to the
doing
next
here?
Level.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Okay. I think it's a case. I think I just remember this being where he was very upset because he's the one that actually found the technology of the MRI, and then these other people just discovered how to actually view that in such a way that they could see cancers. But I'm going to say case, and I'm going to say he doesn't get the Nobel Peace Prize, but he does establish his claim to the underlying patent.
Okay, very good. Mr. Penny, what say you, case or no case?
I agree 100% with Todd. I believe it is a scenario, but it is not a case. A scenario, but not a case. That's what you get for social distancing yourself. If you were back with the rest of us standing here, that would be okay.
You have moved out of the Fred Penny zone of influence.
Yes.
I'm still close enough to where I can partake
place.
Of the genius.
Look at this. I'm just going to video this. Go to Radio Law Talk Instagram and our Twitter. I'm videoing her how far away. This is not 6 feet. That's what irritates me. I can see if she wants 6 feet, but this is more social. There's social distancing. abusing, and then there's social abuse. I think this is social
abuse. I think she's
abuse.
Turned you into a Radio Law Talk pariah. She's completely
yes,
stepped
abuse.
Away from
there's
you.
Yeah. Social distancing, and then there's social banishment. She has gone with the latter.
Let's finish case or no case so people don't turn the radio off.
All right, so I just want to...
Well, wait, we only have a minute or so.
No, we've got, you know, I think we've got, let me see, it's 26:45, 25.
Let's
got a little
tease
bit more
them. Should we tease them?
No, I'm going to give you the answer right now.
Okay,
I'm going to give
it.
You the answer because the answer. Here's the, this is an actual fact, and that is, for those of you who say it was a case, may I see your hand? Oh, Denise, I'm so sorry.
Yes. God. Yes. Let's pound it. Because we
is a true scenario.
Yes.
And sadly, the annals of history are full of scientists who published a paper or otherwise took credit for the work or advances of the other. The greatest victims of this, women scientists, interestingly enough, in the month of the woman. There was no case. The topic of who was the worthiest candidate remains hotly debated to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And next time, to be in keeping with the times, a case or no case involving, wait for it, toilet paper.
Oh, yes. There's got to be case or no case about
hour.
Toilet paper.
Oh,
I have a case about toilet paper as well.
Oh, you're going to talk about toilet paper?
Yes.
I saw that everyone's seen it. It's all over. You know, it's the toilet paper cake. Isn't that cool to make a cake? It looks like toilet paper. It's a real cake, but it looks like a toilet paper, and that's pretty cool.
Very clever.
There's some
very
fun
clever.
Toilet paper things, you know, and I was thinking of doing it. Look at my Instagram, @FrederickPenny1. I do a toilet paper little montage. It's like, I got just under 10,000 views. Did you know I'm popular, Tom?
I heard that. And you know, if
you
I
heard it from me.
If I ever forget it, I'm sure you'll remind
me. I'll remind you every week. All right, we're going to be back. And you can go to Twitter, Radio Law Talk, or you can just go to our Instagram @Radio Law Talk. Or you can just wait for us and talk to us in a few minutes. We'll be back. Todd's laughing too hard. Coronavirus week.
Don't go away. Radio Law Talk will continue in a bit.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump had a heated exchange with NBC reporter Peter Alexander during the coronavirus briefing, telling the newsman he should be ashamed of himself.
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you ought to get back to reporting instead of sensationalism. Let's see if it works. It might, and it might not. I happen to feel good about it, but who knows? I've been right a lot. Let's see what happens.
Trump was angered after Alexander asked whether he was giving Americans a false sense of hope with his optimism about a malaria drug's potential use in response to the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci came to the podium and stated there's not a magic drug for the coronavirus, but he believes it's good. The president is optimistic about its potential. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So we're going to take you state by state. We're not going to get in detail of every state, but talk about what the coronavirus is doing per state and what the rules and regulations are. In a number of states, we're going to talk about probably Pennsylvania. We'll talk about Illinois, Texas, Nevada, California. But let me go over a few things here. The first thing is, it's important to note that many, not all, but check your local jurisdictions, states, and I'm not going to get in detail of what my employees are saying, and Denise will get into employees and how, during this coronavirus, what employers and employees should do. But one employee said, and I quote, I'm going to follow the law, and I'm not going to come into work. You know, and I said, okay, you know, what it is you cannot, basically, unless you're in a specific different type of business that needs to be open, and it's questionable, lawyers and law firms. Todd's a no-brainer because he's a criminal lawyer. But
I'm a no-brainer for several reasons.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But the thing, like our law firm, we get criminal cases that call in, and by the way, I say, here's Todd Kunin, one of the good, and I'll send them over to Todd or someone else if I have to get them help. But they're calling into our firm. We need to answer those phones. Mm-hmm. I got some phone calls. I rolled over to my phone of people that were in serious accidents, didn't know what to do. What do I do? My husband's in the trauma unit, and this is happening. The police are calling me. What do I do? That is, to me, a critical part of staying open for business. So I don't think there's going to be any issue there. You have to kind of, figure that out for yourself. Here's another example. There's an individual that called me that has, if your hospital stores, you stay open because that's, critical to running, keeping people alive and being able to feed them. Well, what about a company that does compactors that actually repairs all the big trash compactors and shredders and stuff at the hospitals and at the stores? I think, they got to stay open.
Yeah, that's essential.
But here's an example. So Gavin Newsom in California, who's the governor of California, did come out and say, generally, he said, look, we're not going to enforce this. It's use your own common judgment, and you need to basically socially be responsible. But people are worried about, oh, my gosh, they're going to go out, and they're going to gather everybody up and throw everybody in jail. That ain't going to happen. I don't see that happening.
There are rumors about it, though.
I know, but
I've been hearing people passing around rumors about
one of my employees
being stopped and on their way to court.
So there's a lot of that hype. But the interesting thing is, if you're arrested by going to work, we want to represent you. And I can't say that over the hood. But find a lawyer to represent you. That will be the most interesting case, I think, in any state. But really, like Gavin Newsom in California said, look, it's a social responsibility for you to do this. Do I think that they're going to have martial law and make sure you can't show up to your job? And I'm not telling you to go and show up to your job. I don't think that is an issue. But socially, they're asking you to do that. But it depends. What is an important job? What do you have to do? And we're going to list the different jobs that they're saying that you should.
It's also pretty amazing how rapidly, executive action, a large portion of people's lives quickly came under someone else's control.
Right.
And I think that's the concern. People get paranoid when they go, if he can do that with a stroke of a pen, what else can he do? And he can do a lot.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, well, all governors have that power.
Exactly.
At least
most
governors have that power.
I think
all of the states are kind of structured similar in terms of having executive type of powers. And New York did not take the position that legal services were essential services.
Really?
They did not.
What did they say?
They didn't name it.
It's just not
on the list. But California said some legal services are essential. And I think they related to constitutional issues.
Well, the courts.
So that would be criminal and could even be family law.
Well, tell about the courts. What's closed down, Denise?
Well, Contra Costa Court closed. Period.
No, not the criminal. They can't close the criminal department.
Yeah. Okay, it was closed. I'm telling you. Well, let's put it this way. There's a Martinez. There's different courts.
Yes.
And that have different functions.
Right.
So the Spinelli, I think it is, in Martinez is closed.
That's the Bay Area. Those people don't know that's near San Francisco.
So one of the things to consider here when I talk about court, and I'll talk about it from the criminal law aspect. So if a person is arrested or they find themselves in custody or facing a trial, there are certain constitutional provisions that don't go away just because there's a coronavirus pandemic. Among those are the due process rights that you have. Your liberty is taken away from you when you're arrested, and you have the right to due process. And in most states, for example, if you're arrested on a felony, or even a misdemeanor and you're in custody, you have the right to be arraigned on that within 48 hours. If you are not, then you can be released from custody. The case doesn't go away, but you can be released from custody pending your actual arraignment when you come back. Now, your liberty's not infringed. Another thing is if you are arrested for a felony and they do arraign you within 48 hours, well, you have the right to have your preliminary hearing within a certain amount of time. And again,
a speedy trial as well, right?
Exactly. And the sanctions against the government, for example, for not getting your preliminary hearing in time would be not a dismissal of the case, but you are released from custody. So if you don't get your preliminary hearing within a certain amount of time, time, you can then be released from custody pending your preliminary hearing. The only time where it really comes up to you have to have something done, or, and if it doesn't, your case could go away, is getting your trial within a specified period of time. Now, let's remember that in the Constitution, all it says is that the accused shall have the right to a speedy trial. They don't put a number of days on that. Now, every state has gone in and put in a number of days that, for purposes of that state, this is what a speedy trial means. In California, it's 60 days. In a felony, in a misdemeanor, it's either 30 or 45, depending on when you whether you were in custody or out of custody at the time of arraignment. It's within 30 days if you waive time and then pull it. There's a whole bunch of different things, but the state's determination of the time frame is code, but the Constitution doesn't have that. So if there's ever a question about whether or not a case should or should not have been dismissed, one of the things that we could see coming up is at some point in time an appeal before a California Supreme Court or a state Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court about which controls, the more ambiguous federal standard of speedy trial or the state standard of it has to be within X number of days. And this coronavirus is going to possibly provide the framework for that question to be better answered by appellate courts.
Well, you know, for the family law context, we still have courts open. Maybe not the family law courts, because down in Sacramento, it's the Ninth Street Court that's open, and we have ex partes on custody issues.
Right, because that's emergency.
That is emergency, and then we have domestic violence restraining orders, which is also a priority case. So custody and domestic violence is still going on in the context of family law.
So most states are generally keeping open the criminal essential divisions of the courts open. But you know what that definition is. Well, here's Illinois as an example. A lot of these directives from the governors, which they have the right to do, and so does the President of the United States nationally, and the governors do in most states under their state constitution, and we're going to get into what they can and can't do later, but and some examples of in history of martial law getting more extreme. But in Illinois, they keep it kind of general, and they're doing that on purpose. It's more of a as a good citizen, you need to follow this. There they say the directive says in Illinois, non-essential business and operations must cease. The requirement may be that exceptions. Non-essential businesses can still allow employees to work remotely and process payroll and employee benefits, among other limited activities. Gathering of more than 10 people are prohibited with limited exceptions. All places of public amusement are closed. The public, such as carnivals, amusement parks, and concert halls. But see, everything's with limited exceptions. With exceptions, I mean, that's going to be so broad. Good luck in trying to force someone's when they can argue, well, I think this is critical. I mean, is this critical or not? When I'm answering phones, and believe me, I rolled the phones to my cell, to my law firm. Oh my gosh, what a freaking disaster. I said, I couldn't keep up with it. It was like everyone was calling, had issues that they needed help with. As lawyers, they needed, you know, but you got Radio Law Talk, you don't need anyone else, right? 855 Law Radio calls back. We'll be back and talk more about the coronavirus, how it affects you, and the legality of it when we come back.
We thank you for turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com, and remind you that the program will continue after this break.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I like the Amber Joseph Valley.
Are you serious?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Hey, we're talking about the interesting parts of the coronavirus directives and laws in the different states. Another thing just that's interesting about this coronavirus issue. So if you notice, the feds came out on Sunday to help stem the nosedive of the economy and of the stock market. They said 0% interest. Now, people think, oh, I get 0% interest. No, that goes to the banks or to whoever. But the amount of the cost to refinance, and by the way, it was short-term loans, but the cost to refinance or get loans is so cheap. Now, it's what they call, a lot of people say it's almost free money. But I talked to my banks, and I've talked to a number of people who are in banks or in mortgage, said, that don't matter. I said, what do you mean it doesn't matter? I'm ready to do this. There's no one to process it. So everyone thinks, oh, this is a great thing, but you can't do anything with it because no one can process it or run it through because nobody's there to do it.
Well, I have to say there's some exceptions because there's mortgage lenders that are out there that do everything over the Internet. And they're only the last act of the notary is what has to be done in person. So they have streamlined a lot that they probably can process it up to the point of where there has to be face-to-face contact.
They can't, though. Like, they still can't. They're just, the people are at home not working. Not all people work out of home. Not all people can.
You know, in the past on Radio Law Talk, we've covered cases that involve cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, stuff like that. And the question always arose is, why did we need, what was the need to have a cryptocurrency as opposed to having regular fiat currency, which is, you know, what we have, the dollar, the yen, wherever. And what we're seeing here is a big reason why cryptocurrency was created. Because when you transfer money, when you do anything using fiat currency, using the dollar or anything like that, it has to go through banks that require people to get involved, to process, to punch numbers, to do this, to do that, and to transfer money from one location to another. You want to transfer $10 million from the United States over to somebody in Germany. Well, it's going to take a little bit for that to get going because people got to talk and they got to do this. Cryptocurrency was created. One of the big reasons it was created is to allow the transfers to be done instantaneously that do not require people to have to get involved, to pay fees to banks, to do things. It's all handled electronically. And the biggest hitch in the giddy up there was how do they come up with a way that will defeat fraud, right? And Bitcoin was the first one out there that was created to defeat fraud in the transaction.
But it's still subject to virus, just computer viruses. So both money and also the cryptocurrencies, they are vulnerable to viruses, just different type of viruses.
I haven't heard of any viruses that have attacked Bitcoin.
Well, Bitcoin just got stolen or something happened a while back where a lot of money was stolen out of somebody's account.
IOTA, the Internet of Things. That's a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
That bank got hacked, but Bitcoin has remained pretty secure. There was one anomaly that happened with how they take care of stuff. But my point is, I think that we're going to see moving forward, because necessity being the mother of invention, the effect of the coronavirus and the delays that Fred's talking about. Boy, I'd love to get a loan, but I can't because there's nobody there to process the dang thing. And all of this stuff going on, I see currency probably moving more toward how can we minimize human involvement? Because if you take humans out, everything stops, and we still need to be able to trade money.
Well, here's the most important thing I want you guys to understand, and this is critical. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott's directive was as follows. Texas residents shall avoid eating or drinking at bars, restaurants, and food courts, or visiting gyms or massage parlors. And it had a parenthesis that said, especially those from the Patriots. And what does that mean?
Bob Kraft.
That was my question. Does Bob Kraft know about this?
Yes.
Oh, my.
I had to throw that one in. I can't believe that he says that. He mentions massage parlors. Of all the businesses. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, no massage parlors. People from the East Coast.
Well, we do need to say this, that, look, although massage parlors are frequently investigated for illicit activity, it is a legitimate business if done legitimately for the non-illegitimate purposes, and I can see how going to get a massage would lead to the spread of a virus, because it is impossible to maintain the 6-foot social distance and still perform a massage, right?
There's some very important things in different states we need to bring up. The massage parlors in Texas.
Yes.
And in Nevada, by the way, they're closing everything down, right?
Here we go.
But guess what? They said you're allowed to leave open, and we need this open retail cannabis dispensaries are operating on a delivery service.
That's California. An essential service.
Cal, that's an essential service, is the cannabis. So, you know, we're shutting everything else down, but the cannabis, we're going to keep that open. What has happened to this country?
Well, let me tell you why. I think there's a very good reason that the cannabis has stayed open, and that is
anxiety.
Anxiety.
Of course, anxiety.
I mean, look, we want people high as a kite. Whatever.
Everybody get high during this time period.
We'll all
because,
be lethargic, you know, and not anxious. And
zombies walking down.
Some dude sitting in his living room. Oh, man, I just saw a bunch of Humvees and military stuff going by. Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, pass that thing over here. I just need to take the edge off. Whatever. You ain't taking my stash, right? No. Okay, it's fine.
I
also think the other reason they're keeping them open, and let's be frank about this, is...
Well, let's be frank about it.
Tax revenue.
Well, that's true.
They want the money.
Well, forget them. But, Cal, if that's... I don't know. I mean, I'm going to disagree on a little thing. Tax revenue, they're shutting down most of the... You don't think there's tax revenues in restaurants? You don't think there's
I'm just saying...
The most highly taxed thing right now is the marijuana.
And cigarettes.
Yeah, and multiple layers.
And gas.
Booze.
The things that people won't stop buying regardless. You know, the what do they call it? The sin tax. The
My Pokemon cards?
Yes, that might be.
Oh.
You just said some guy sitting, Marshall, I thought it was marital law. Whatever. Yeah, that's great. You can impose whatever you want, man.
But delivery systems, all these guys that come out of the foothills in those big former CHP cars that they have, you know, the little marijuana taxi cabs, those are you can drive a cab for, you know, 400 miles to make a couple of pot deliveries, and that's okay.
That's bizarre.
But you can't go buy some chicken wings.
Yeah, no, 855 Law Radio, 855 Denise, look it up, Law Radio. What's the actual phone number?
855-529-7234.
You know what? The thing that I found interesting, I talked to an individual. Yeah, call us. I talked to an individual. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. I talked to an individual that owns a fast food restaurant. And I was worried. I was thinking, you know, fast food restaurants, they're going to hurt too. But don't forget, it's the dine-in restaurants. The fast food restaurants, this individual said last week was one of their store's biggest weeks in the past months.
Wow.
And it was 92% because they could say it on the computers, drive-through. 90%, 2% was drive-through. They're stacking them up. He goes, I was kind of upset at the employees. I said, run them through quicker. Get going faster. But the drive-through fast food restaurants are doing well.
The other big drive-through business, funeral viewings.
Oh, they're doing a drive-through now.
Drive-through, and then the service by remote, like GoToMeeting or whatever. Yeah, very big. I just read an article in Utah where the viewings, you know, you just drive through, and then you go on to go home and turn on the laptop.
Well, that's what I want.
And are they paying like It's a Small World after all in the background?
No, they're doing virtual concerts.
They will
too.
Of mine.
they opened up Disneyland again, and they just got these different funeral things on the ride. Where do you want? Well, we got you the Indiana Jones package. Actually, Grandpa pops out of the.
What about weddings? It's interesting weddings, what they're doing with weddings. Yeah. People are getting married, and I know in a number of weddings, I know of a couple people that are getting married. They're just like, it's literally husband and wife and the preacher, and that's about it. That's about all they allow.
My grandson moved his ceremony up a month, and there's only going to be 8 people.
Well, guess what? The best part about it, Cal, maybe they don't want you there. I would be saying,
obviously.
Perfect! I'm getting married now if I was single, because guess what? Nobody's going to be there, just me and my spouse, and you don't have to worry about all these people. Just send me my gift, though.
If you're a parent, you're pushing for this. Wait a second. I don't have to spend all this money. We can do this. We got married on Zoom.
There you go. All right. Hour number one is done. Join us hour two and three. Hour two, we're going to talk about martial law. Martial law. Then we're going to talk about Michael Avenatti, Weinstein. We're going to talk about practical and legal issues for employers and employees in the coronavirus. So join us hour number two and call us at 855 Law Radio.
And a case or no case involving a case of toilet tissue all coming up on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.